Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lunishvas Am Yaakov Shom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Vov. The Gemara with base brings a machlokes of a Piruchin and Mishlokish. If Kinyan Peres Kikinyan Aguf Dami or not, someone owns only the fruits. Does he own the land or not? If Piruchin holds the Kinyan Peres is Kikinyan Aguf, and Mishlokish holds that owning the fruits alone is not enough to be considered Koyin Kikinyan Aguf. It's not considered to be the owner of the land. Nafkamina is, what about Bikurim? Korta Birchanan, one who owns the fruits can bring Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash and the same Mikra Bikurim. He's going to read the Parashah of Bikurim. Korta Rish Lakish, someone who owns the fruits only brings the pears to Beis HaMikdash, but doesn't say Mikra Bikurim. Now, a few short Ha'aris over here, Al Derech HaMachshava, that we see in this Sugya. Number one is, in Rish Lakish holds, you bring Bikurim, but you don't read Mikra Bikurim. So the Rashbam explains why. So to read Mikra Bikurim, you have to say Adom Asher Nosata Li, the land you gave me. And this land, he didn't get, he doesn't own it. But to bring it, he does have to bring it, because it says Shatavi Me'artzecha, this is your land. So Tais already asked the Rashbam, what's the difference? If you say Adom Asher Nosata Li or Shatavi Me'artzecha, is it your land or not? If it's your land to bring Bikurim, it should be your land also to say to do Mikra Bikurim. So the Maram Sheik on Sefer HaMitzvahs brings an answer based on his Rebbe the Chasam Sofer. He says, when we're saying Adom Asher Nosata Li, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're talking about to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the land. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the land? Every person who caught the land when he went into Eretz Yisrael, he got it, goof and pears. So you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us the land. It has to be exactly as the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. He gave it to us, goof and pears. If you have only the pears and not the goof, you don't have the concept of Adom Asher Nosata Li. But when it says Shetavi Me'artzecha, we're not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say you gave me. We're saying it's your land. Someone who owns the fruit is enough to be considered he owns the land, according to Rish Lakish. Now, as we mentioned in Maseches Gittin Daf Ches, the Sefer HaTeres Yeshua, Jikov Rebbe, in Likutim on Devarim, he brings a beautiful idea. What is the Machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish? And the Imre Emes mentions it in short, the name of the Magid Mikoshnitz. It says like this, what's the machlekes that Riochanan holds kiyan peiros is kiyan guf and Rish Lakish is not? So he says, peiros means the enjoying the fruits of this world. Oilamazah, that's the fruits. The land is what stays loosed lovely. But the fruits is what you're enjoying in this world. That's what we say, oichel peiros saying bo oilamazah. Rish Lakish, he's a baal tshuva. He was one that used to be a thief. So he knows, he recognizes the oilamazah is something which is bad. Meaning, Olam Hazeh is Hevel. It's Olam Hazeh is not the real world. So Rish Lakish says, Kinyan Peiros, that's not Kinyan Aguf. Olam Hazeh is not comparable to Olam Haba. But Rabbi Yochanan is a tzaddik. He was always a mispredish. He never misused Olam Hazeh. A tzaddik is one who takes the entire Olam Hazeh and he says, this Olam Hazeh is all Kedusha. It's all something that can be used for Torah and Mitzvahs. It's Gevaldik. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Kinyan Peiros, meaning the Kinyan of Olam Hazeh, Kinyan Guf, it's Ruchinis as well. The Machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish, as here's where the Magid Mikoshnitz says that, Rabbi Yochanan is the Tzaddik, and Rish Lakish is the Baal Tshuva. It's two different ways of avoiding Hashem. One last point, continue in the same Mahalach, the idea that the Peiros considered to be Olam Hazeh. So in the Atzei Chaim, Sefer Atzei Chaim, the Rebbe of Sigut, he brings a beautiful idea in Parshas Kisovei. He says, the Chovas HaLevavos says that Mishnah things have to do with Ruchnius. The person really owns it. He worships the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he accomplished, and that's his. But Olam Hazeh, it doesn't really belong to you. It's only a temporary thing that you own when you live in this world, but it's not really yours. So ask the Atzei Chaim, according to this, how could you bring Bikurim? If everything in Olam Hazeh is not really yours, it's only a Kinyan Lizman, it's like a Kinyan Paris. If you hold like Rish Lakish, a Kinyan Paris, Lavke Kinyan Aguf, how can you bring Bikurim? So he answers the Pshah like this. We know that there are some things that don't belong to you, but the Torah made it yours. The Gemara says there's two things that Einam Bishus Shilodom, Vasom Akosu Kilu Bishusim. The Torah put it into his Rishus. What is this? Chometz after the hour, and Bor Bishus Rabim. A pit, which is Rabbi, it's not really yours. The Torah made it that Adam owns it, so it'll be Chayav. So he brings the name of the Noam Megodim. The Noam Megodim says, if in things that are bad, that Kosh Boruch put in your Rishus, so a person will be Chayav on them. Koshekin, something which is good, that you put into your Rishus, so you'll be able to get a mitzvah from it. So he says that's the pshat in bringing fruits in Olam Hazeh to Beis Hamikdash. Really, the fruits don't belong to you. As if it's yours, so you could do mikra bikurim. He says that's the pshat in the pasuk. It says kisover laaret Hashem Elokecha nosen lecha nachala. Hashem was giving it to you. Not Hashem gives you everything. Hashem was making it yours, so you'll be able to do mikra bikurim, even though you own only, so to speak, the payros and kiyum payros like kiyum aguf usually. Anyone who wants to join Shom Machshava email us, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.